This is Jerry's Front calling. This program, especially dedicated to Uncle Sam's boys, goes on the air every night from 6:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. on the medium wave 221 and 391 meters and short wave 28 and 39.6 meters.
Bruno and Italia. Tomorrow is another day. The month remains to be found by Harry or Bruno.
Someday, a little rain at bright dawn. We'll sure find you if you can face the setting sun and say. Tomorrow is another day.
Words.
Franklin Delano Roosevelt.
There are but few of you soldiers who today are off fighting duty, who can relax and spend a quiet day far away in the rear. So privileged, your pals can devote a few minutes to sober reflection, to a review of what prompted you to come over here, to Italy, to a foreign land. Our motto is service for servicemen. Consequently, we should like to help those in a reflective mood to reconstruct the free history of the coming of the American forces to Italy, to this continent.
I shall pass unnumbered hours thinking and planning a war may be kept from the United States. I can at least make certain that no act of the United States helps to produce or promote war. A word-for-word quotation from President Roosevelt's speech delivered at Chautauqua on the 14th of August, 1936.
Call Franklin D. Roosevelt, D.
It is my determination to pursue a policy of peace and to adopt every practical measure to avoid involvement in war. President Roosevelt, on the 5th of October, 1937. America hates war. America hopes for peace. Therefore, America engages in search for peace. President Roosevelt, on the 13th of October, 1937.
Call Franklin D. Franklin D. Roosevelt, D. Roosevelt, Franklin D. Roosevelt.
There will be no blackout of peace, not in the United States. At this moment, there is being prepared a proclamation of American neutrality. Excerpts from President Roosevelt's speech, broadcast on the 4th of September, 1939. Send for copies of this proclamation by applying to the Chief Executive Secretary, the White House.
called Franklin D. Franklin D. Roosevelt, do D. Roosevelt, Franklin D. Roosevelt.
I hate war now more than ever. I have one supreme determination, to do all I can to keep war from these shores for all time. We will not participate in foreign wars. We will not send our army, naval, or air forces to fight in foreign lands outside of America. Quotations from Mr. Roosevelt's presidential election campaign speech made on the 12th day of September, 1940. A little more than 1 year before America officially went to war.
Called Franklin D. Franklin D. Roosevelt, do D. Roosevelt, Franklin D. Roosevelt.
I have said this before, but I shall say it again and again. You boys are not going to be sent into any foreign wars. For Mr. Roosevelt's election campaign speech delivered on the 31st of October, 1940. Shortly after his re-election on the 31st of December, 1940, President Roosevelt made the following speech. Quote, "Our strategy today is to provoke the Axis powers to declare war upon us. It is the first time in American history that we have sacrificed honor to get into the war." Unquote.
Called Franklin D. Franklin D. Roosevelt, do D. Roosevelt, Franklin D. Roosevelt.
Powerful and offensive actions must and will be taken in proper time. American armed forces must be used at any place in all the world. We Americans are able to engage spiritually as well as physically in the total waging of a total war. Highlights of two speeches delivered in January 1942 before Congress by Franklin Delano Roosevelt, President of the United States.
Favorite, Lily Marlene, and Bruno is going to play swing number for Pekin. Thank you.
is France calling. Here are the names of some of the boys taken prisoner on the fighting front in Italy. Private James R. Edwards, E-D-W-A-R-D-S. Service number 3470595 0. His relative, Mrs. Myrtle Edwards, lives at Laces Spring, Alabama. Private Gordon W. Yost, Y-O-S-T. Service number 38192424. His relative, Mrs. J. M. Yost, lives at Rural Route Number 3, Chautauqua, Kansas. Private James K. Gregory, G-R-E-G-O-R-Y. Service number 3473564. His mother, Mrs. J. D. Gregory, lives at 1108 Sterling Avenue, Maryville, Tennessee. Private Lawrence W. Clark, C-L-A-R-K. Service number 31351918. His wife, Mrs. L.W. Clark, lives at 23 Davis Street, Dover, Foxcroft, Maine. Private Charles A. Chapin, C-H-A-P-I-N. Service number 31371743. His mother, Mrs. Catherine Chapin, lives at Central Street, Holliston, Massachusetts. And Private Sampy Quisenberry, Q-U-E-S-E-N-B-E-R-R-Y. Service number 35428512. His wife, Mrs. Thelma Quisenberry, lives at Princeton, West Virginia, and the address, Box
388. What the hell's the weather? Hell, the days are here. the day you're born. When the moon shines, or as the stars stand, I'll be waiting, I'll be sitting in the kitchen door. Help, help, the days of fear. What the hell do we get? What the hell do we get? Help, help, the days of fear. What the hell do we get now?
Singing Tigers again, ready to play for you the old favorite, China Boy. Lionel Hampton playing Whizzing the Wind. Thank you.
Fellas, hello you men from a country where selfishness and greed on the part of many exists at the expense of the injury, suffering, and death of the boys on the fighting line.
Sally is quoting Captain Eddie Rickenbacker,
the World War ace and aviation expert.
Well, what made Captain Rickenbacker say that?
He said so after visiting every fighting front throughout the world. When he came home to the States, he was shocked by the nation's failing to recognize and understand the tremendous sacrifice made by fellows on the fighting front.
With thousands of them making the supreme sacrifice, paying a terrific price.
In this rich man's war and poor man's fight, which the boys have to go through without even knowing why they are in it.
Well, it's all right kicking about the American home front. Still, the people over in the States are having a lot of restrictions, too. No gas for cars. The necessity to keep the old bus running because new models are not being turned out. The rationing. The other restrictions. The lack of many commodities. The absence of a lot of things which go to make life easy in God's own country.
But what is that compared to the untold hardships the boys have to go through? People in the States really have nothing to gripe about compared to what the populations in the other countries have to suffer.
Yes, but you see, the root of the whole trouble is that the American nation has not become accustomed to a war which was never and will never be popular over there.
Well, but now that there is war, the Americans might as well get used to the idea.
Well, that's what they don't do. And that's why the boys on the fighting line gripe about the home front.
But don't the people in other countries at war gripe too?
Of course they do. Everybody gripes. That's human nature. But the people in other countries are sacrificing much more than the Americans.
The fundamental object of these broadcasts being to provide entertainment and information for the boys on the front, we'd better stop talking about this subject. In the first place, we're not entertaining them. And in the second, we're not giving them any information. They know all about it. So let's switch over to some music.
A tune played by Bruno and his Swinging Tiger called Strictly Formal.
Thank you.
On the program now.
Well, George, haven't you got another one of those charming Western tales of our friend Bob?
Oh, yes. Let's hear another one of them.
Okay, here it is. To most people, a piece of moss is just a parasitic plant that clings to rocks and trees, making a little more of Mother Nature's landscape. But to me, moss or lichen is on the same par as any other precious stone. My appreciation of the green stuff came about while attempting to scale the Sheep's Head, a large rock formation in the Pike National Forest, Colorado. Most of our climbing party had elected to take the beaten path and make a safe trip of it. However, scorning the easy way up, I was determined to try the face of the rock and make a name for myself as a daredevil or a damn fool. So putting on a pair of sneakers and gathering up a few croutons, I took off. The first part of the climb was quite easy, and I made excellent time. Then, three quarters of the way to the top, I found myself staring an overhang into the face. Now, an overhang is a part of the face that juts out from the rest of the rock. And the only way to scale it is to drive a croutons in and cling to it, while driving another piton above it, and by so doing, ladder your way up. I drove my first four pitons, and I progressed well upon the face of the overhang, when to my consternation and dismay, I found that the rest of the rock was sand rock. I would not hold a piton with my weight added. There was nothing I could do. I had withdrawn the pitons after me, and there I was, 600 feet up and pressed against the face of the rock. It was then I made a big mistake. I looked down. There were people below watching us, but they looked more like a bunch of ants standing there. The movement of turning to look started me slipping. I clawed at the rock, but to no avail. I was slowly sliding back to the edge of the overhang. I tried to press, flattening my body as close to the rock as I could, and bringing my legs up a little, but I still kept sliding. Then I started to pray. The air was blue with prayers and promises. About 3 feet from the lip of the overhang, my descent was checked. My foot had come into contact with a little piece of lichen or moss that one finds on all rock formations, and it was just enough to check me. But how long? I began to bellow like a stuck hog. The party that had gone ahead up the beaten path heard my thunder and looked over, wondering what the devil I was singing about. One glance assured them that all was not well with the daredevil or damned fool. A rope was soon thrown over the summit. Never did a piece of hemp look so beautiful. I made the rest of the rock okay by the inglorious method of being dragged up. But right then, it was the hell with dignity in all climbing in general. And as I said earlier, don't frown on the lowly moss. There's some reason for everything. And I found out what part in the scheme of things that moss plays.
Thank you, George. And now we'll have a beautiful old song, Home on the Range, sung by Joe Morrison.
Where the buffalo roam, where the deer and the antelope play, where seldom is heard a discouraging word, and the sky is not cloudy all day. Home, home on the the deer and the antelope play, where seldom is heard a discouraging word, and the sky is not cloudy all day. How often at night, when the heavens are bright with the light from the glittering stars, have I stood there amazed and asked as I gazed if their glory exceeds that of ours.
What a wonderful song.
Yes, and Joe Morrison certainly knows how to put it across. Well, that was a record. And now for some real live music played by Bruno and his Swing Tigers.
A romantic tune called Blue Orchid.
Blue orchids, so beautiful, one orchid, one love. down in my lonely room. I dreamed of two blue orchids, so full of love and light that I was supposed to have each chance of moon. Then my dream took wings and flew a thousand springs. Blue orchids seemed in a world apart. But when I met you, something pale and blue came stealing from the meadows of my heart. I saw my two blue orchids, my beautiful blue orchids last night. And what a sweet surprise when you looked at me. It was meant to see blue orchids all the bloom in your eyes. When you look at me, it was plain to see blue orchids all a bloom in your eyes.
And now Sally will read some messages from boys taken prisoner on the fighting fronts in Italy. The first message is from Staff Sergeant Walter Shisko. S-H-I-S-K-O. Service number 32387552. I'll repeat that. Staff Sergeant Walter Shisko. Service number 32387552. It goes to Mr. and Mrs. Simon Shisko, 20 Frederick Street, Ashley, Pennsylvania.
I am feeling fine and being treated well, so do not worry about me. Will write as soon as possible. Best love from Walter.
Walter is Staff Sergeant Walter Shisko. Service number 32387552. And here's a message from First Sergeant Curtis H. Lawhorn. L-A-W-H-R-N-E. Service number 68-99396. I'll repeat that. First Sergeant Curtis H. Lawhorn, service number 68-99396. It goes to Mrs. Curtis H. Lawhorn, box 474, Rockwell, North Carolina.
Dearest, a few words so that you know that I am okay, and that there is no need to worry. With all my love, Curtis.
Curtis is First Sergeant Curtis H. Lawhorn, service number 68-99396. And here is a message from Sergeant Alfredo Vincente. V-I-N-C-E-N-T-I. Service number 32-397-131. I repeat that. Sergeant Alfredo Vincente, service number 32-397-131. It goes to Mrs. Isabel L. Vincente, San Turkey, Puerto Rico.
Dear Mother, please don't worry about me. I am feeling fine and being treated well. Your loving Freddy.
Freddy is Sergeant Alfredo Vincente, service number 32397131. And here's a message from Sergeant Joseph P. Dura, Jr. Dura is spelled D-U-R-A. His service number is 32375437. I repeat that, Sergeant Joseph P. Dura, Jr., service number 32375437. The message goes to Mr. and Mrs. Joseph Dura, 102 Center Street, Lackawanna, New York.
Dear folks, just a few words to let you know that I am okay. Don't worry. Let Jean know. Your loving son, Joseph.
Joseph is Sergeant Joseph P. Dura, Jr., service number 32375437.
And now we want to remind you that more names of prisoners and messages from them will be read in our later broadcast.
Another tune of sprightly dance music will now be played by Bruno and his orchestra. say that these messages, which are being transmitted regularly in our broadcasts, are a splendid idea. Just think of it. In a few seconds, families of men taken prisoner over here know that their sons, husbands, or sweethearts are alive and in good health.
Well, that's the reason why I like to read these messages. Every time I read these words sent by the boys to their people, I feel happy because I know that I'm doing somebody a good turn.
Now, that's the spirit. And now let's hear what Bruno and his Swinging Tigers can do for us.
The name of the tune they're going to play now is My Walking Stick. Walking stick, I go insane. Can't look my best, I feel impressed without my cane. Must have my walking stick, cause it may rain. And when it's cold, can't be outdoors without my cane. If I ever left my house without my walking stick, just be something I could never explain. There's things that make me click on lover's lane. Would go for naught if I were caught without my cane.
Time for us to close down. You'll now hear our beautiful close down tune, When Day Is Done.
So long, fellas. See you later. And keep your chins up.
Ladies and gentlemen, I bid you a very pleasant evening.
Goodbye to all of you.
Good night, everybody. The best of luck to you, fighting Yankees.
And a sweet kiss from Sally.
Thank you. the joys we knew, that yearning, returning to hold you in my arms. Oh, your love, I know love. Without you, life has lost its charm. When day's done, the grass is wet with twilight dew. My lonely heart is sinking with the thought. Although I miss your tender kiss the whole day through, I miss you most of all when day is done. Thank you.